This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In Afghanistan, the administration of President Ashraf Ghani vowed on Friday to defend its capital, Kabul, from the Taliban, while efforts by Abdullah Abdullah, head of the country's National Reconciliation Council, to strike a local political deal with the Taliban, seems to be gaining momentum. A senior government official told VOA, speaking on condition of anonymity, that the government is bringing its forces from across the country to Kabul and placing special forces in and around the city. By Friday evening, the Taliban claimed to control 18 out of 34 provincial capitals in the country. The Afghan government has not denied that claim. The government in Kabul seemed conspicuously absent from public view as a steady stream of news of Taliban advances dominated the news and social media. Calls to government spokespeople went unanswered. WhatsApp messages went undelivered or unchecked. Meanwhile, National Reconciliation Council head Abdullah Abdullah made an emergency return to Kabul to meet with President Ghani. The head of the High Council for National Reconciliation had been in Doha, Qatar, since Tuesday to meet with representatives from the United States, China, Russia, and Pakistan, as well as Taliban officials who have maintained a political office there for years. A former spokesman for President Ghani, Najibullah Azad, told VOA that Abdullah had brought back a proposal for a political deal. He said Ghani and Abdullah met for hours. Azad said Abdullah was expected to fly back to Doha either Friday night or Saturday morning to discuss Ghani's decision with the Taliban. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Australia, fines for people breaking lockdown rules in Sydney and the rest of New South Wales have been raised sharply to as much as $3,700 U.S. or $5,000 Australian as the state logged a record jump in daily new COVID-19 infections. State police will fine people for breaching stay-at-home orders or for lying to contact tracing officials. Previously, breaching quarantine orders had carried a $1,000 Australian fine. It is becoming increasingly unlikely Sydney will end its 9-week lockdown on August 28th as planned. Authorities had been talking about easing some restrictions if enough people are vaccinated and case numbers fall. Hundreds more defense personnel will be deployed next week to Sydney to help enforce the lockdown, with authorities particularly concerned about the spread of the virus to several regional towns. Stay-at-home orders will also be introduced for regional areas not currently in lockdown on Saturday. Despite recent outbreaks, Australia still has far lower COVID-19 numbers than many other countries in the developed world, with just over 38,600 cases and 952 deaths. The U.S. Forest Service said Friday it's operating in crisis mode, fully deploying firefighters and maxing out its support system as wildfires continue to break out across the U.S. West. The agency says it has more than twice the number of firefighters working on the ground than at this point a year ago and is facing what it calls critical resources limitations. An estimated 6,170 firefighters are battling the Dixie Fire in Northern California. It's the largest of 100 large fires burning in 14 states. Dozens more are burning in Western Canada. The Dixie Fire has destroyed more than 1,000 structures in the northern Sierra Nevada. It continues to threaten several forest communities. Nicaraguan police on Friday raided the offices of the opposition newspaper La Prensa. Police said the aid was part of an investigation into customs fraud and money laundering. They said the offices would remain under police custody. The raid came one day after La Prensa suspended its print edition because the government once again had withheld newsprint paper. La Prensa has been critical of President Daniel Ortega. The president has recently arrested dozens of opposition figures. La Prensa said it would continue an online edition of the newspaper, but it was unclear how long it could continue to do so. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.